D-Mace, Finnegan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. And we are proudly presented by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, pleased to be joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by the Dean of Nashville Sports Talk Radio, the one and only George Plaster. You can hear George Plaster weekdays from 3 to 5 on 94.9 The Fan. Hello, George. How are you?
Adam, how are you? And by the way, that intro just means I'm old.
Well, and George, I don't think you would want to be compared to Dean Wormer.
No.
From Animal House,
or maybe
Dean,
he does,
or Dean Martin from Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield. Famous Willie, deans from movies.
All I know about Dean Wormer is that I learned in the movie that cucumbers are sensual, not sensuous.
Yes, I think that was Dean Wormer's wife that was pointing that out.
Yes, and I think at the point that she said all that, she'd had a few.
she had a few pops by the time she shared that information.
Or as you used to say, she had a taste for the grape.
A taste for the grape. She did, indeed. She had a fun time at the toga parties, I recall, in Animal House.
But, oh, did.
Yeah, she
there
did.
There was a lot of extracurriculars at that party.
Yes, a zest for life. But, George, we're going to be doing... We're going to be doing this
for life.
Yes. So we're going to be doing this going forward. First, tell people where they – because I, from time to time, will get somebody saying, hey, you and George aren't doing a show together anymore. What is he doing? Is he still doing a show? And I point out where you are. But share that for folks that fall into that category.
Yeah, we're on 94.9 The Fan, although one day I called it The Game. I came real close, Willie, one day to, at the commercial where you say, we'll be back in a moment, this is 94.9 The Fan. I came really close to using a station that I used to work for.
You've been on
and,
a few.
Yeah, you know, that's probably not a good idea. But anyway, we're on 94.9. Weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 3 to 5 p.m. Kelly Holcomb is with me, Billy Derrick alongside, and Billy takes a lot of shots from Kelly.
Yes, Kelly is not afraid to throw shots at anybody, including us, when he's on with the silly underdog picks, and so I'm hoping there will be a comeback in that area, too, because... Let's just be honest, the title was won way too easily this year by Chris Sanders. We need better competition. Yeah. Next year.
It's not that you need better competition. It is more sensible competition.
Yeah.
Chris picked one, and he just won the whole thing with one pick.
It was ridiculous. He won like five Hail Marys.
Yeah.
Five 16-point underdogs, and the thing was over by October. But we digress.
Incarnate Word and Lehigh.
Yes. Yes. Stands on both sides of the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
George, he famously... closed out the competition by picking against his alma mater. He picked Michigan to beat Ohio State at the end of the college football season.
And then accepted
That's
the
pathetic.
Points. Yeah.
Yeah, he accepted the
you
points.
Know,
that's making
what
it even
they
worse.
Should do is have a ceremony where they take his old Ohio State helmet and rip all those stupid decals off it.
We actually
he
suggested
don't deserve
that.
The Buckeye.
We actually suggested that.
Yes, we just several forms of penance for doing that.
Oh, absolutely. I think, first of all, I don't think you can be a Buckeye for life if you do that.
No.
We totally agree. So,
that's
George, speaking of stands, you kind of went off on your show the other day, and I've shared it with these guys, too, because we just spent some time, as we do most days now, talking about the direction of the Titans moving into the new stadium. But what has gotten very little coverage right now is how the process is going for selling the tickets. But if you, as you do, have sort of a pulse of the community, and you are unique in that you are a day one PSL holder, the consensus that I have heard from you and others that I know that are in that same boat, whether they are part of a business that has bought a suite or just a longtime Titans fans, they're getting a common experience with the sticker prices of the new PSLs.
Yeah, and look, you and I lived this, okay? There's some hosts out there who act like they did, and then you find out they were 14 years old and they didn't know squat about it. You and I were part of this kind of on the firing line. You think about how many hours we donated to Rick Regan in the NFL vote yes referendum in 1996. They couldn't have possibly paid for all that. So that said, Willie, I'm a 27-year season ticket holder of the Titans, and I'm a 27-year season ticket holder of the Preds, basically because I felt like if I was going to ask other people to buy tickets, I probably needed to do the same thing. And over the years in the Titans situation, before my dad died, you know, he used the tickets most of the time. These days, I use them a lot. You've sat up there with me. And, you know, I feel like right now we're being screwed over completely. And I've kept the notes of what I went off on a couple of days ago. First of all, PSLs, personal seat licenses. There's nothing personal about them. Because what ends up happening is that you pay this PSL fee, which is kind of a ransom, and you get to control for 10 home games that's your seat. But when all the other great events that are going to come to the Dome Stadium happen, you don't have first dibs on anything. Now, the suite holders do, which indicates that the Titans absolutely have the software to do that. They just don't give a damn. They don't care about their fans. And so, you know, you get the answer when I was over there, well, why don't I have the ability first come, first serve to be first in line for my tickets for other events? You get the, well, they don't do that in Cleveland, and they don't do that in Buffalo. These are the talking points that they're right. using. And as I told her, I said, I don't give a damn about Cleveland, and I don't want to hear about Buffalo. I live in Nashville.
Okay, so let me stop you on that one, George, because here's what I think is important when you say that why should a Nashville person worry about how the Browns or the Bills are doing it? Well, what's unique about Nashville and this facility? It's going to have a roof. We know that the city is going to want to have college football games on Labor Day weekend here, probably some pretty good ones. They want to have college football playoff games. They have a chance for a Super Bowl, which might be his own entity, World Cup, all that stuff. That may be beyond what a PSL should be reasonable. Plus, there's a lot of opportunities for concerts year-round that weren't there before. At Bridgestone Arena, where you have the same thing, you do get that first right of refusal, correct?
I certainly am given the opportunity as a season ticket holder to purchase in advance.
Yes. So
the Titans
aren't giving you that.
Just simply, they don't give a damn. They have the software because their suite holders are being given that consideration.
So that I think that's a very important point, that if you're going to pay for a PSL, I think it's very reasonable to say, we'll give you the first crack of these events that are coming. Because what Nashville can bring is unique compared to Buffalo or Cleveland.
Absolutely. And what we bring, you're not going to freeze while you're here.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to have the opportunity for some big events because of our city, right? And how it falls and the downtown and all of that.
So, Willie, I went in there, even though I've been a very vocal critic of this, I still went in with an attitude that I was going to try to see if there was pricing that could fit, let's just call it my budget. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have a trust fund. Although, if any of you would like to contribute, I'll be glad to hand out a phone number. I don't know how that works, but I'd like to have one. And so I went in there with the attitude of trying to see if I could make something work. I had been told all the horror stories in the lower level and the second level, which appears to be the Titans saying, only the rich are eligible. The pricing on the first and the second levels is insane. It is just ridiculous. Upstairs, it's better, but people like me who live on a budget need to know what it is we're getting into. So about the time the young lady, who was very nice, thinks she's about to close the deal, I said, hold on a second. I'm not doing anything today. I need to know exactly what the price points are in different areas of the stadium. Okay, and they show you those while you're there. But then I said, okay, give me a copy of this stuff so I can go home and, you know, put pen to paper, and I'll get back with you. We can't do that. Why not? Well, we've been directed we can't do that. And I said, what are you trying to hide?
Yeah, why is the secrecy?
She goes, nobody else has asked for that. Well, first of all, I told her, I said, I don't give a damn if anybody else is asked or not. I pay for me. It's my budget we're working on. I said, if you think for 1 minute that after showing me all these films and all this two-tone blue, that I'm just going to walk in and go, oh, I'm Titans forever. Whatever you want to charge me, I'm in. It doesn't work that way with me. I go home and kind of plot it out and see. And so she tells me no one else is asked. And I said, well, I don't really see what that has to do with anything. I said, just give me a copy of them. And she said, I can't do that. And I said, well, I got news for you. Then we can't deal with each other.
Well, that's what I've tried to come up with a reason in my mind as to why. And Adam, I tasked you because you're the best that I know of navigating the World Wide Web. And Plaz, I think I'm better along the spectrum than you are.
I think basically about 90% of the world is.
Plaz would be in the low fifth percentile. Or what did Eli Gold say? The on-ramp to the information superhighway. But Adam is the best.
Eli Gold's line?
Yes. The on-ramp to the information superhighway. That's where George is still on the on-ramp.
Willie takes pictures of his computer screen with his cell phone.
Right. So I'm a little higher up, but not by much. But Adam is really good at finding. So I asked Adam, can you find me information of what PSLs cost in the new stadium? And I can't figure out why it's so hard to find this.
This was the best I could come up with. On the Titans website, in the section about the new stadium, they have a frequently asked questions section. And one of the questions is, how much will PSLs cost? And this is what the Titans...
A reasonable question.
Yes. This is what the Titans wrote. Quote, depending on what type of game day experience is most important to you, this building is designed to have something for everyone. We've said all along that we are committed to making similar price points available in the new stadium as there are in the current stadium. We stand by that promise. Nearly 40% of the building will be set at $3,500 or under, with over 30 different price points and experiences to choose from.
But why so nebulous? Why?
Well, because some of it is obscene.
Oh, my goodness.
And you and I have, Willie, you and I have heard from people who have had seats from day one, you know, that are down in the lower bowl, and then they find out that, you know, it would take $76,000 to pay for the four PSLs in a seat that's comparable. Now, one of the things that surprised me, because I've got a pretty good idea, the seat that I'm in right now would be about $3,000 per PSL. But the season ticket cost of that thing goes up by about 75% to 80%.
So you're close to double your season ticket, and you were in the upper deck, right?
Right, and so I said to her, I said, have you looked at your product? It sucks. And I said, y'all's attitude is really ballsy to just think that you're going to lop a 70% increase besides this PSL ransom. I said, this is not right. So anyway, my whole point, she said she's going to call me in the next day or two, and I'm going to tell her, look, I'm not playing this game with you. either send me the prices. And, Willie, I would have agreed because they knew going in that I'm a radio sports talk show. Because when she started all the
yeah, this wasn't some secret mission on your part to try to be a spy for the public. You told them up front who you are, and they should know who you are by this point.
Right.
You've been there for 27 years.
So I know you want me to sort of lay out who the culprits are in this. Yes.
Well, I thought yes.
I thought just kidding.
We were waiting with bated breath for you to tell us.
Yes, George.
George, who are the culprits in this?
On the Titans front, certainly Amy Adams, who gets more free passes, you know, than anybody. You know, she signed off on this crap. The architect of it is the team president, Burke Nyhill. Burke Nyhill, I made an attempt, and I'll admit this part's going to get a little personal. I made an attempt last May to get him on the air. I also asked him to speak to my downtown Kiwanis Club. And since Burke Nyhill has been in town, he has never once returned a phone call or a text of mine. And so I confronted him with this in January. And I told him, I said, part of my job is to get your side of the story, even if I don't agree with it. And Willie, you know full well, there've been times I have hammered on sports people, but I've also allowed them to come on the show and give their side of it.
Completely.
Well, I will do the same here, but I'm not calling Burke Nyhill anymore. I'm damn sick and tired of being treated that way. If he wants to come on my show, he is welcome to, but he's going to have to call me. I'm not calling him anymore. Anything I'm telling you on the air right now, I said to his face in January, and I'll be honest, it was not a very pleasant conversation. What I said to him was, you owe it to the public when media people approach you to either call them back, text them back. This "I'm too good to talk to you" is BS. Now, that's culprit number one. Culprit number two is the Metro Council. Okay? As a friend of mine said to me earlier this week, sports teams can do what they want to do. They can charge whatever they want to charge. And you, as a United States citizen, have the right to either deal with it or tell them to go jump in the lake. And normally I agree with that, except for one thing. Our taxpayer money is funding hundreds of thousands of dollars of this project. And those 40 idiots in the Metro Council didn't ask a damn thing in our defense. How are you going to sell the tickets? What price plan? None of that. As I said on my show, they farted on it.
Well, George, they know, like everybody else know, that football is a drug. And you've been hooked on it since the day it became national. And they know, just like anything else, they can charge whatever they want to. And we all going to, you know, be and moan. It's not right, which it's not. But they're going to continue to do it. The minute they said, we're charging PSLs for this new stadium, they knew exactly what they were doing. They didn't have to charge PSLs, but they did. So they're just telling you, yes, we hear what you're saying, but we don't care. And that's the part that I kind of, you know, sort of look at sideways. Like, okay, you hear what the fan base is saying. You hear what George has been saying for months, but yet and still you are not up front with this. You're not trying to talk to people about this. You're just giving them sometimes numbers and you're just telling them this, and you buy it, and then they just move on to the next person because you're not giving the people that have been loyal to you since you've been here, you're not giving them anything.
Derek, what's bad about this is that when the team first got here and when you played, this was a real home field advantage. But you know as well as I do that what's about to happen with this is that this is going to become a lot like SoFi out in Los Angeles, where when the 49ers come to town, they take over. Okay? Now, I don't know how smart Burke Nihil is. I don't know if he sees that or even cares. And, you know, it appears that he sold Amy this bill of goods. But then the first time they get in the playoffs, they'll send out, protect our house. Really? How about you protect our house?
George Plaster. You know, go ahead, George.
You have it both ways.
Didn't mean to cut you off there, George. Of course, George Plaster, host of the George Plaster program, weekdays from 3 to 5 p.m. on 94.9 The Fan. George, it's great to talk to you. We'll do this more often. We'll talk soon.
Adam, you take care. I'll try to cool down. And
No, I like this, George, man. Come on, keep it going.
Derek, you and I have always had that. Okay, you guys take care.
Thank you, George. George Plaster on the program. A fired up George Plaster. That's who
right.
we want. That's who we want.
And so I would like to hear from others mm-hmm. that have gone through this process on some level and ask, what has your experience been like? Do you want to go to games in the new stadium? Have you vetted that? Are you a PSL holder like George is? And I am worried about something he said at the end there. If you look at SoFi, if you look at the Vegas Stadium for the Raiders, and if you look at some other new places, and it's happened in this city, in the current stadium.
Recall the Vikings game last season.
If you're pricing your fans out of the seats, the other team's fans are going to take those seats. That's who's going to end up having enough money, is ticket brokers will buy the PSLs. Your suite holders will not care who wins the game. They'll just be a bunch of rich people who are there to be able to tell everybody, I go to the new stadium. And fans that are there to cheer
love
are
their grapes.
Yes, they have the taste for the grapes.
615-737.
So who do you want to be in your stadium?
1025. 615-737-1025. How has your experience been if you are looking to buy a
seat? And why won't they put a price structure out there?
That as well. Is your experience the same as George Plaster's? Have you had a pleasant experience? You let us know. 615-737-1025. This week's Nashville's best deal is Prince's Hot Chicken, the original and iconic hot chicken joint. For a limited time, grab half off a $25 gift card at thegamenashville.com/deals.